7 years ago, the Commonwealth, state and territory governments released a national plan to curb violence against women. But the statistics are yet to show any really significant improvements. In fact, last month, in October, 9 Australian women were murdered, 7 of them at the hands of current or former partners. And that's raised concerns about the effectiveness of these awareness campaigns and prevention programs developed under the national plan. One of those initiatives is the National Research Organisation for Women's Safety, or ANDROS. Heather Nancarro is the chief executive of that program, and she joins me in the breakfast studio. Heather Nancarro, welcome back to breakfast.
Thank you.
In 2011, all levels of government in this country released this 10-year plan to curb violence against women. Last month, 9 women murdered, 7 of them by former or current partners. So how far have we really come in tackling violence against women?
It's shocking, Fran, and really distressing to know that that number of women are being murdered. What we're not seeing is the number of women who are experiencing violence on a daily basis, you know, and the terror that they live with and the harm that's caused, apart from the extreme end of which is what we're seeing in terms of the homicides. I guess the other thing I'd say, though, is that the other thing that we don't see is how many women have been protected as a result of measures being put in place over the years, not just under the national plan, but there are strategies in place that are protecting women from violence that weren't there previously, not just previously to the national plan, but, you know, over the last 30 years, we've had a lot of work going into better responses, better strategies to support women and children who are facing that kind of violence, and that they give them opportunity to be free from it. But ultimately, we're not going to stop men's violence against women until men stop it.
Well, that's the issue, isn't it? So responses is one thing, and we can measure that too. Australian police deal with a domestic violent incident once every 2 minutes on average. So the campaigns may be having some impact, but what doesn't seem to be changing is the level of violence by men against women.
Certainly the Personal Safety Survey of 2016 showed no significant change in the rates of or the prevalence of violence across the country. So that is it is definitely of concern.
Does that mean the campaigns are failing, Heather?
Look, I think that we'll have the release of the National Community Attitudes Survey on Violence Against Women coming out on the 30th of November, so I can't talk about the results here yet. But what I can say is there are some promising results in terms of attitudinal change and increased understanding of violence against women across the Australian community. And also we're measuring in that survey understanding and attitudes towards gender equality and able to look at correlations between attitudes towards violence against women and attitudes toward gender equality. Now, these are long-term strategies. You know, we have a fantastic organisation in Our Watch that has looking at the longer-term strategy for primary prevention, so stopping it before it starts. But we're not going to see real traction on that for some years. You know, that's a long-term plan, and we need short-term measures in place to respond to the violence that's happening here and now.
I want to come to the short-term measures, but one of the criticisms, or maybe several criticisms, there have been criticisms that the campaigns, that this 12-year national plan hasn't really delivered the results, and I guess we're agreeing that that's true on some indicators.
Well, yes, although I'd say that there are a number of indicators that we're not really seeing in a public sense because we're focusing on the homicides, which we should do, but that we're not then.
But also the perpetration rates of violence against women.
Well, the PSS was, the data for that was collected in 2016. So as I'm saying, we're seeing some positive change in terms of community attitudes, which don't directly relate to behavioural change necessarily, but I think we are heading in the right direction now. I think we've got some real traction in the broader community, and I'd, you know, thank Rosie Batty in particular for being able to get that broad-based community attention on the issue and some action there. But these it will take time, Fran.
One of the criticisms, and I wonder what you think of this, is that, yes, the campaign has raised, and the campaigns have raised awareness of domestic violence and the incidence of domestic violence, but it hasn't really shifted attitudes to it, that there's some victim blaming still goes on and there's the stereotyping of who is affected. And until we reframe that, it's not going to be effective. Do you think that is an issue?
It still is an issue for sure. There are still unacceptable numbers of Australians who think that you know, somehow women are the you know, cause the violence against themselves, which is totally unacceptable. And you know, we won't be able to until everybody in the Australian community, including the men who are perpetrating violence, recognise that it's their choice, their responsibility, that they're the ones who should be held accountable for their violence against women. Until we've got everybody, agreeing with that position and acting on that position, we'll continue to have a problem.
What about the outcomes that might be working? Queensland, for example, has a campaign that challenges bystander attitudes. It's called Do Something, basically to hold all of us accountable for inaction. Is that having an effect? Can we measure that?
I think we are, and again, the National Community Attitude Survey will have something to say about bystander action and how we can improve on bystander action. And of course, this is responding to violence that's happening already. So this is the shorter term, response to in terms of secondary prevention, if you like. Our Watch also has a really fantastic suite of scenarios on their website at the moment that's also about Do Something, and it's an interactive piece that helps educate the public about, if you're sitting in a with a group of people and there's negative attitudes about women or victim blaming or just inappropriate comments that are derogatory about women or otherwise inappropriate, that it says Do Something and you click on a button and then there's an appropriate response from others in that group. So there's an example there of what people can do, because often people want to do something but they're not sure what they can do.
Well, that's right. I mean, I've had conversations recently of someone who told me about domestic violence up the road, from a friend, against a friend, and they didn't know what to do about it because they felt if they raised it, then, the friendship would end.
Yeah. It is really challenging to know how best to respond. And I think in those circumstances, I mean, obviously if somebody's in immediate danger and you think somebody's in immediate danger, you get help for that person.
Sure.
Otherwise, I think you can, when you have an opportunity to let that woman know that I'm aware of this, I'm there for you whenever and however many times you need me to be there for you.
So basically, are you okay?
Yeah, are you okay? And I'm here to help if you need my help at any point in time.
Heather Nancarrow is the Chief Executive of the National Research Organisation for Women's Safety. Heather, last year a University of Melbourne study commissioned by Our Watch found links between media reporting and how the community views the problem. Do you think that the ban on identifying perpetrators in the courts for fear of identifying the victim is unhelpful?
I think in many cases, in many sort of scenarios, I think it's important to engage with victims about what's going to be most helpful in their circumstances. Some victims won't want that perpetrator protected. So I don't think you can have a blanket rule about how an individual case should be treated. Obviously the criticism there, the critique of that is that perpetrators then go unaccountable for their behaviour and they go about living their lives without being called to account in a public sense.
Well, there's been a terrible example of that just recently in New South Wales.
So it's I think it's important to involve victims in decision making about how best to respond to their individual cases, because they're not all the same, and victim survivors often know what's going to be in their best interest and their children's best interest, because they've been living with that for a long time. You know, specialists come to it after the fact and can make assessments based on risk assessment. I mean, that's risk assessment and risk management is an area where we have made great advances over the last few years, and ANROADS just recently launched the National Risk Assessment Principles to guide states and territories in developing risk assessment and risk management tools, so that we have got more nuanced responses and able to better assess when somebody's at high risk and be able to respond in a more effective way.
Okay, Heather, thank you very much for joining us. Heather Nancarrow is the Chief Executive of the National Research Organisation for Women's Safety, and perhaps when you get those research talking about what's working, we can have you back for that discussion.
Great. Thank you.
Heather Nancarrow, you're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 27 past 8.